from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A bridge collapse in Calcutta, 14 dead. The sound of concrete cutters and rescue workers and citizens working frantically to try to save scores who may be trapped beneath a bridge in Calcutta, India. The bridge, which was under construction, collapsed in eastern India Thursday, killing at least 14 people. The search is underway to reach people believed trapped under the concrete slabs. VOA spoke with our reporter Anjana Prasrisha, who's in New Delhi.
What happened this afternoon is that a massive 100-meter-long cement and metal structure apparently snapped and came crashing down, trapping a lot of people, as you said, several killed. So the rescue operations are currently on. And we have to just see where the final toll takes us, but everyone is hoping it won't be too much.
Dozens have been injured. One witness said a number of people and vehicles, including the popular rickshaws, were under the bridge when it came down. Many world leaders are in Washington for President Obama's fourth nuclear security summit Thursday and Friday in an effort to better secure nuclear material from rogue groups and individuals. White House spokesman Josh Earnest on Wednesday cited last year's nuclear deal with Iran as an example of how to control the spread of nuclear material.
What's also true is that since the president initiated this series of nuclear security summits, 13 countries plus Taiwan have eliminated their stockpile of highly enriched uranium. That is a tangible example of the progress that we have made.
This week's summit will include a special session on how to ensure that groups like Islamic State do not get their hands on nuclear materials. This is VOA News. Amnesty International charges that venues for the 2022 World Cup in Qatar are being built in what many cases amounts to forced labor. In a report released Thursday, the human rights organization said it interviewed 132 construction workers at the Khalifa International Stadium, one of several being built to host the games. The workers, all migrants, all reported abuse, which Amnesty described as systematic. Some workers lived in a cramped and dirty living quarters and were not paid for months at a time. When they were compensated, it was often much less than originally promised. Many of the migrants were unable to leave the country because their passports were confiscated or they were not issued exit permits. In many cases, the workers were threatened if they complained about the abuse. The head of the UN-mediated Libyan Unity Government arrived in Tripoli by ship on Wednesday in a bid to set up a temporary seat of power despite efforts to block his entry by air. Fayez Sarraj, the new government's prime minister, arrived at a naval base from Tunisia. He said his government has already begun the difficult task of rebuilding the war-torn nation, unifying the central bank and national oil corporation, as well as putting in place policies to ease the suffering of the Libyan people. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has said the Geneva peace talks should result in a government that includes both opposition representatives and officials loyal to his regime. He spoke Wednesday to a Russian news agency, but the Syrian opposition said it rejects any political future that includes Mr. Assad. The White House called Mr. Assad's view a non-starter. Meanwhile, Stephen O'Brien, the UN humanitarian chief, told the Security Council on Wednesday that since January, aid workers have reached nearly 400,000 Syrians in besieged and hard-to-reach areas, but continued safe access is urgently needed to reach millions more.
Humanitarian conditions remain dire throughout the country, with some 13.5 million people remaining in need across the country. And we are still facing daily obstacles to reach those who need our help the most.
Mr. O'Brien said despite the cessation of hostilities, many of the 4.6 million Syrians living in besieged and hard-to-reach areas still remain beyond help. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with a delegation of Nigerian officials on Wednesday on a range of issues, including terrorism. Mr. Kerry acknowledged the challenges Nigeria has experienced with Boko Haram.
Under President Buhari, Nigeria has been taking the fight to Boko Haram, and it has reduced Boko Haram's capacity to launch full-scale attacks. However, the group still remains a threat, a serious threat to the entire region.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.